This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hundreds of people demonstrated at a special board meeting Monday in Mesa County's largest school district. Most were there to support the district's incoming superintendent and others they fear may soon be fired. Here's CPR's Dina Sieg.
We support you, Dr. Hill!
Assistant Superintendent Brian Hill arrived at District 51's head office ahead of a closed-door meeting where his contract was reviewed. He's set to become superintendent this summer if the board allows it. The conservative majority board is also reviewing contracts for two other administrators. Teacher Laura Adams says in the past,
you know, our schools were kind of this like apolitical body, and now it feels more and more like politics is seeping in, tainting everything that we do in schools.
The district's conservative majority also just eliminated all required pandemic masking at schools. In Grand Junction, I'm Sina Sieg, CPR News.
In Douglas County, hundreds of students walked out of class Monday in response to their school board's firing of Superintendent Corey Wise. The students' protest followed actions by more than 1,000 teachers who called in absent last week, forcing schools to close for a day. Board members who voted to fire the superintendent are being sued and accused of breaking state law in reaching that decision privately. CPR's Jenny Brundine is following the situation in Douglas County, and we'll hear more from her later in this hour. Pandemic numbers in Colorado are still high but steadily improving. The rate of positive tests is down to about 12%, the lowest since Christmas, as the Omicron wave was taking off. University of Colorado epidemiologist May Chu would like to see that number fall even more.
I would say between 3 and 5%. I usually say 3%. I think it's better. 5% or lower is manageable in our hospitals.
COVID hospitalizations in the state fell to 979. That's the first time below 1,000 since late last year. The hospital staffing crunch and bed capacity in intensive care units are also improving. This is CPR News.